Coach Craig Doty, you wore out?
I'm fine. I always go first. The players don't go before me usually. One of our signees, Chris Harris from Andover, was here with his dad. We could talk about it because he signed. So I was talking with him, so I let Vail go first. But this headset's pretty wet. Okay, I know, you know, usually I go first. I do plan on showering after each game, but this is really wet after Vail went first.
What a win for your ball club tonight.
Yeah, it was ugly. There's been times when, not necessarily this group this year, but there's times when you play really well and you lose. I thought tonight was sloppy. Credit to Lincoln, they just junked it up. I mean, they were in a zone, but then they would transition into a man defense after a couple passes, some possessions, then other possessions they wouldn't. They would show a zone every time. We were so confused on what they were in, and they hadn't done this all year long. Obviously, we have thorough scouting on all of our opponents, and we've been through every film. They've showed some zone, but they haven't showed the transition in the middle of the possession. And it really just caused problems for us. They really struggled. They tried to go man to start, and we're getting whatever we want. But then against, in the zone or their zone man switching defense confusion, it made things really ugly. And then, of course, we were just missing wide open looks too. I mean, we shot 27 threes. I thought seven of them were probably – we have it charted. Seven of them weren't great shots. But the other 20 were. So, we just got to convert more when we're getting those looks. And if we're not doing that, we need to be getting in the paint and pounding it even more.
And even though Lincoln wins the rebounding battle, I thought your guys at times got key rebounds when they needed to get some key rebounds.
In the first half especially. We kept them off the boards. They only had five off. This is that number one rebounding team in the country. I mean, they're plus 10.5 on the glass. We were even with them on the glass at halftime. Now, they ended up plus 10 tonight. They had 39. We had 29. A couple key rebounds, but at the same time, too, we just got to be a little bit better. Cy Witt with 8 offensive rebounds. I know he's a load. It's easy for the guy over there wearing the suit and the sideline to say, box him out and rebound down. But, somebody has to, our guys are trying. He's 300 pounds. He's driving through their back. He wedged rebounds really, really well. But again, we're not going to make excuses for them. They won't either. We'll go through the film and show every aspect where maybe we can get a little lower. Maybe we can have a little more help on the glass on the backside of him. And again, I thought we did an elite job in the first half. The second half, we were just okay with it, though.
There was one offensive rebound that I thought was huge, and that belonged to Mayim Boom. He gets the offensive rebound and the stick back, and I thought that was a huge rebound for him.
Yeah, good memory on that. It was big, and we just still need more out of Mayim, though. And he 1-for-2 from the field. A couple turnovers. We need to get more out of them. We don't necessarily know how to get more. Peyton was elite tonight. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt had an awesome night, but he was in foul trouble, so he could only play 17 minutes. In his 17 minutes, he was the best on the team with a plus 11, plus minus. But, we need to get more out of Boom and our whole crew. So we're just trying to push buttons with these guys, and it's sports psychology is a fun thing.
And speaking of Peyton, what a big time to get your first three of the season.
Unbelievable hit. People don't guard him. They leave him open in the corner. And he hit it. I mean, he needed it. He just had come off a hit and a couple free throws. He had seen it go in. He's playing with more confidence. And, if we can get him going, that would be really, really good for us.
And you win the game so you can look at some of the other things. You can maybe be a little more nitpicky, but the thing that I'm taking away from it, I felt like your guys maybe took a step in the direction of becoming a more physical team.
In the first half especially. Like you just saw, we challenged them. They're on our side of the floor. We could talk to them about the action that was coming. I thought we took some steps back in the second. They were attacking Owen's body. Owen's just got a chest up. He's so much smaller. Some of these guards, you watch Trevor Hudgens, for instance, a small guard in the league. Well, guards who are known as feature players for teams who are small, they're allowed to be really, really physical. And I think Owen's so worried about getting in foul trouble so he doesn't get a play, and he has to go up. He has to chest more. We took him out for about 4 or 5 minutes there, went back to him, and he did a much better job. So it was good to see him make the adjustment there and keep that thing in front and chest better. And at the end of the day, if the guy's going to go through center chest, he just needs to fall down and take that charge. But, again, we're taking steps. We got guys who are finesse players. We have guys that want to shoot it. That's well and good, but we need guys that have more of that dog. You know, you saw Natavion Butler again tonight where he's just in attack mode all the time, sometimes to a fault, but it helps us. Lavelle has a little bit of that in him too. And, you know, that was part of the problem, too, trying to run offense tonight when he just joined the team in practice. Like, and they're switching D and confusing us. Like, he don't know where to go on the floor based on our structure and system. So, but we worked our way through it. We got the win, and now we can move on to the next one.
Well, 14 games done, 14 games to go. So let's hope the second half of the season turns out to be as successful as the first half.
Yeah, I mean, we shot the free throw well tonight, 19 of 23 at the line. That's a game changer for us. You know, when we get there, we made 19. They only shot 12, so that's a huge difference. And yeah, it's good for us. Let's keep rolling. I don't even know what we are, but today we're 1-0, and we got to take a step forward on Saturday and be 1-0 then. And if we have enough of those 1-0s, and there'll be a couple 0-1s in there. It's college basketball. Okay, the Bucks are really good in the NBA. They're the best team. They're 5-5 in their last 10. Okay, competitive basketball is tough, but our guys just need to focus on each day. Everything will take care of itself at that point. We're happy with them. We're not satisfied where we're at. We're trying to really impress upon them that they can't be satisfied either. I think we'll have more of a traditional look against Central Missouri. We'll be able to get Lavelle through our sets and our actions even more, and we'll keep moving forward.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Have a good day of practice tomorrow. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
You're a good man, Greg Ray.
That's Emporia State basketball coach Craig Doty. Tonight, the Hornets win it 57-48 over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. We'll take a break, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Start the new year with a fresh new look. Visit the office of Dr. Caitlin Toso at Toso Family Eye.